As you know, Perry Mason is fighting a huge crime syndicate. But big as it is, the syndicate is cloaked in secret. Kate Beekman doesn't know the nightclub where she works is the local syndicate headquarters and meeting place. She doesn't dream she is at stake in the hidden battle between two powerful syndicate members, Gordon Weber and August Jansen. No, Kate doesn't suspect, any more than do most of the club employees. For example, Monsieur Bolin, head chef. Chef Bolin is a thoroughly honest and very capable man. His first concern is his beloved kitchen. He's absolute monarch of his kitchen kingdom. And because he's a wise ruler, he has a moment for his most humble subject.
Mademoiselle Kate.
Oh, Mr. Bolin, I've just been standing here watching. I'm trying to keep out of the way.
Yes, I've watched you watch.
Well, I guess I should have found something to do, but I checked the menu.
It's all right, Mademoiselle Kate. You watch, you learn, good. But now there is something you can do. Come with me, please. We go in the head waiter's office where you will answer the telephone and list the reservations. It will not be long. Carl is having a little meeting with his waiters. Sit here, mademoiselle. Now, here is the telephone and the card. List the name, the number in the party, and... You listen once while I answer, yes? Yes? Oui, monsieur. And how many? Quatre, merci. Merci, Monsieur Browning. Now, you see. The name, the number in his party, and then put the card in the little box for Carl, you see?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now I have something to tell you, Mademoiselle Kate. I have decided to let you learn to check the food.
Mr. Bowman, Mr. Weber said...
Please. Mr. Weber is boss, yes, but he is not boss in the kitchen. Here, I am boss. Oh, yes, Mr. Weber says, I wish Mademoiselle Kate to be a food checker. But I make the final decision. Now I have decided you can learn.
Thank you, Mr. Bowen.
You are welcome, Mademoiselle Kate. I will return in a moment.
All right. Tony?
I'd like to make a reservation for opening night, please. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. How many in your party, please?
Two, and we'll want dinner. Kate?
Ma'am?
Am I speaking to Kate Beekman? This is Della Street.
Oh, Miss Street.
I thought I recognized your voice. How are you, honey?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you, Miss Street.
Do you like your job?
Oh, yes, especially parts of it. Well, I don't have any one job. I work for Mr. Bolin and for the entertainment manager.
Who's Mr. Bolin?
Oh, Miss Street, he's so nice.
Oh, young and handsome?
No, he's older than my father.
Which makes him ancient, of course.
Well, not exactly, but he is nice. He's chief chef, and he's going to teach me to be a food checker.
Oh, just a second. Get on the other line, Perry. I'm speaking to Kate. Mr. Mason just came in the office.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Mr. Mason.
Well, how's it going?
Oh, just fine, thanks.
Swell, swell. You got our reservations, Ella?
Kate's taking it for me.
Good. Well, then we'll see you opening night, Kate.
Well, I'm afraid you can't, Mr. Mason.
You'll be busy?
Kate, you just said you could see us.
Well, I could, I guess, but I can't give you a reservation.
Oh, Mademoiselle Kate.
What did you say, Kate?
Just what I said, Mr. Mason.
Why can't you give me a reservation? Now, I own a dress suit, you know.
And I have a new evening dress.
Excuse me, Miss Street. Did you want to speak to me, Mr. Bolin?
No, I will wait.
Yes, sir.
Well, Kate?
Well, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Mason.
Well, why? Don't you want us to come out?
Oh, no, it isn't that, but there aren't any more reservations.
Mademoiselle Kate?
People have been calling and calling, and... Well, there just aren't any more reservations.
But, Mademoiselle Kate...
Golly, Mr. Mason, you and Miss Street are friends of mine, and if I could get you a reservation, I could, but... Well, if there's a cancellation, I'll let you know. I'll let you know the very first thing.
Well, all right, Kate.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mason, but...
No, don't worry about it.
Goodbye, Kate.
Goodbye, Miss Street. Mr. Bolin.
Yes? You had best explain, Mademoiselle Kate.
Well, I guess I'd better explain.
Don't you think so?
It's a secret, Mr. Boland.
Well, perhaps you will tell me the secret.
Only I don't know if...
If you can trust me with this great secret? I'm a man of trust, Mademoiselle Kate.
Yes, sir. I believe you are. Mr. Mason is a friend of my father and mother. He's Mr. Perry Mason.
The man of law. Yes, I know.
Mr. Mason knows Mr. Weber. If Mr. Mason came here and saw Mr. Weber, Mr. Mason would know I work for Mr. Weber.
And?
And Mr. Mason would tell my father who the manager is. My father knows Mr. Weber. My father wouldn't let me work here if he knew Mr. Weber's the manager.
Papa is not en rapport with Mr. Weber?
If that means Pa doesn't like Mr. Weber, no, he doesn't.
Papa has a reason, but of course.
Yes.
And Maman, she feels the same?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is it with Mr. Weber? Can you tell me?
Only that something a long time ago... Pa and Ma don't like Mr. Weber. They'd make me quit my job if they knew.
Then why do you wish to work here, if Papa and Mama...
Oh, Mr. Boland, I had to have a job. And this job is a chance to learn. I wanted to be a dancer. I studied for years, but I was in an accident. I can't dance anymore, but at least I can work around dances. I can learn to work in the entertainment business.
But your mother and
I'll
father...
I'll be all right, Mr. Boland. Mr. Weber isn't interested in me.
I don't know.
It isn't as if I were here all by myself.
But what have you just done? It's only a matter of time. Mr. Mason will come some other time.
I'll make sure it's a time when Mr. Weber isn't here.
But Papa and Maman, what if they come here?
They can't. My father's on parole from prison. He can't visit a nightclub. Please, Mr. Boland, I'm sorry I had to lie to Mr. Mason.
And to your parents? It is a lie when you keep the truth a secret. Perhaps it would be better if you did not work in this place.
Oh, Mr. Boland, Mr. Weber isn't interested in me.
All right, Katie.
What, Mr. Weber?
Carl's through with his meeting. Now you can come in my office.
But I...
But this is the boss talking, Katie. Don't argue with the boss. I want to see you in my office. Say, Mr. Boland.
Yes?
You know, you got us some free advertising? One of the columnists mentions you're going to be in charge of the kitchen for us. That'll mean at least 35, 40 additional reservations.
Mr. Weber.
Huh?
Mademoiselle Kit is needed here. I had something else for her to do when Carl arrives.
Oh, yeah? Now, listen, Chef, I don't have to...
Yes, Mr. Weber. You are going to tell me?
I know better than to tell you anything. Not here in your own kitchen. All right, I'll put it this way. Get this, Kate. This is the boss asking favors of the help. Okay, Mr. Boland, I'm asking you to send Katie to my office.
Oh, but no, monsieur.
Maybe you didn't understand, Chef. I want...
Please. I decide I want Mademoiselle Kate to work here with me in the kitchen. Now, you understand?
I ought to tell you to... What are we getting all upset for? Okay. Chef, have it your way. I'll see you some other time.
Thanks, Mr. Bowen.
That time, I could help. Here in my kitchen, I can watch as your papa would watch. But as that little man just said, there will be other times when I cannot watch.
Well, Kate Beekman has gained a friend. Chef Boland is a friend. And as we're going to learn, Kate is going to need every bit of help she can get. Because Kate is on the brink of danger. Be sure to hear tomorrow's important development.